Bradley Fletcher still the starting left corner?
We haven't had any meetings on what we're going to do offensively or defensively yet, so.
You said this morning you're starting Sanchez. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm more not benching Mark, no. I think he went, 37 of 50?
I mean, in terms of a game that does not have playoff implications, if you wanted...
Yeah, let's get that straight. We're going to win the football game, so there's no, hey, let's go see what we can do. Our job is to go up and play the New York Giants, and we're going to do everything we can to beat the New York Giants. And it's, Foles is out this week. Yeah, Nick cannot play this week.
And that would mean that you have no intentions of playing young rookies?
No. If they warrant playing time, and we've been with these guys since preseason camp, then they'll play. But if we're not going to turn around now and say, because you haven't beaten anybody out in the last 15 weeks, we're going to let you play this week.
This is the last game of the season. Is there any eye toward the off season at this point? Have you, begun looking at, what?
No, our sole focus right now is the New York Giants. So, I mean, we don't say, hey, it's the off season's coming up, so let's start planning for the off season. It's let's plan for our last game of the season, which is against New York, and it's a good football team that we're going to go play. They've won 3 straight games. So,
you talked about all the what ifs this whole time, and now they're.
Yeah, I didn't talk about any what ifs.
I mean, we didn't like to talk about what ifs. So now that we know.
And why should I have talked about what ifs? Exactly.
Now you know you guys aren't in. How does that? After,
I mean, we got to go play the New York Giants, and we're going to finish, and hopefully we can get 10 wins here, and that's what our focus is on right now.
Jim, did you watch the Dallas game? If so, how much did you
watch? I didn't. I was here and then flipped it, and it was 28-0, and then obviously I got there halftime and wasn't really much to watch for the second half. So,
what's the upside of not playing some of the younger players, at least to get the evaluation on tape going?
The upside is we're going to go win a football game, and that's what this whole organization is all about. It's not about trying to see what the future is. It's about we got a game. I would not be fair in any of my beliefs, and I would not be fair to any football player right now if I said to some guy, hey, I know you're a better player, but I'm going to play a younger guy now. That's not what we're all about. That's if you want to go do that, go somewhere else. That's not us. We get a chance to go put the ball on the ground, we're going to go play football. That's what we're going to do.
But the organization has done that before, so it's your...
I wasn't here before. In the 2 years I've been here, we're going to go play football. Okay. In the 2 years I've been here, we're going to go play football. And that's the message from the owner to me. That's what we're going to do. If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't be here.
How would you evaluate what you saw from this year?
I'll go back, and that's what the off season's for. But I haven't sat down and gone through every throw, every situation, every decision, all those things at this point in time. So I can't give you a real good answer on that one right now, Zach.
Chip, in hindsight of everything that's occurred, do you think you made a mistake releasing DeSean Jackson?
No, we feel confident in what we did, and he played real well against us, and you give him credit. He's a good football player, but no, I don't.
A lot of these guys have never been in this position, I assume you haven't, at least for a long, long time, where a game technically doesn't mean anything as far as advancing.
A lot of these guys were 4-12 2 years ago. So.
No, but a lot of these guys weren't on that team. I mean, more than half the team wasn't here in 2012. So for the guys who haven't not been in this position, is it difficult to get into the mentality that this game is as big as any other game?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't met with our players yet. We'll be back tomorrow morning. So I don't anticipate it with this group, though.
Chip really talked after the game that he thought that Bradley Fletcher was maybe having a crisis of confidence. He's lacking confidence. I think you said that on the radio this morning he might be. Looking back, going into the game, could you have played another player? Did you think about starting someone else?
Did not. No, we did not. And I didn't see that during training during the week, so did not see that at all. So.
Does Billy have a final say on defensive personnel?
No.
So if he wanted to make a change, he'd have to go to you?
Yeah.
So is your ultimate decision to go with keep sticking with Bradley Fletcher each week?
Yeah, every decision on who plays ultimately comes down to me. I don't just turn around and go, hey, how come that guy's in the game? And I know what's going on.
Did he approach you about wanting to make a change?
Yeah, we talk about it. We talk during the game. We want to make a switch here. And I was confident in what he was doing. So it's not, I don't look out there and go, wow, how come that guy's in the game? I didn't even know he was going to play today. I mean, we discuss all week long. We spend a lot of time on what our personnel is going to be and what's going to happen. And so,
what is it about Bradley that made him a better option than either Nolan or...
I think Bradley's played well during the year. You know, you talk about he got beat a couple times by Dez Bryant, but on Thanksgiving he didn't get beat by Dez Bryant. He actually played well in that game. So, you know, you got to look at it through the whole time. I think there's been times where he's played really good football for us. So,
what showed up that made you think he might have lost his confidence?
I just think, you know, you get to that point and you get beat twice, and you're going to go see if we can get someone else in there that can see what he can do for us at that point in time. So.
So is it possible, if you still feel he's not confident, then why would you...
We haven't made any decisions about that, so.
Thank you.
for me to speculate on any further decisions. We haven't talked about that. We have a same set schedule we've used every single week in terms of what direction we're headed in, where we're going to go. Got to get an update on injuries, who's in, who's out, all those other things. So.
Did Billy switch the coverage up to help Nolan over top a little more?
No, I mean, we were in man-free coverage, and it just depends on where the free safety has to get. On one play, the tight end was matched up on Connor Barwin and was running down the middle of the field. We leaned a little bit more towards that. You know, that's one time we got, because of how the route combination expressed itself, Nate got over the top because that's what a free safety is supposed to do when the ball's in the air. But when you're in man-free, there's only one deep safety. It just depends on how the routes they run express themselves. So,
Chip, in this three-game losing streak, is there any one common denominator that you can identify that, you know, is the reason?
I wish there was. I mean, that'd be easily to attack, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of different combinations. That's what makes it a little frustrating, a little bit difficult. So.
Are you surprised that the turnover issues never resolved themselves? You focused a lot on them.
I mean, we have focused on them, but we've still turned it over, and that's what good teams don't do. You know, and a year ago we had 19. Right now we have 35, and I think there's a big difference in that.
How do you get past that moving forward?
I mean, we got to continue to make good decisions. We got to continue to make sure we understand the game plan. We got to continue to work on the fundamentals of the game that allow you to not put the ball in harm's way.
Of those turnovers, 26 have come from the quarterbacks. Have you received enough production from that spot this season?
I don't know. And again, I'm not making – it's a second question about our full evaluations. And we're getting ready to play New York Giants. We got a ton of time in January and February and March here to make decisions and based on what we need to do at any position on this team. So,
both you and Billy had left open the chance that Marcus Smith could play. He didn't end up playing any snaps on defense. What went into that decision?
We felt confident in the guys who were playing at that point in time.
You've gotten asked a lot about sports science stuff. In recent weeks, do you feel like your team has still been the fresher, more conditioned
team?
Yeah,
I mean, we won time of possession the other day. So, I mean, that's a big stat, right? So I felt like, isn't it? I mean, we get that question all the time. So we won the time of possession. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. I mean, I don't think our team wasn't fresh. I just think we made mistakes, you know. You have 13 penalties, 2 turnovers, and 2 missed field goals. I can look at that as the – but I don't think our team's not fresh.
Marky had talked
about Zach Ertz after the game, the matchup that he had with Washington.
Yeah.
He's only played 46% of the snaps going into that game. Why is it taking him so long to get that type?
Depends on who you're playing. I mean, look at the Seattle linebackers compared to, you know what I mean? It's always a matchup game, so it's really what you're looking at. And really, from an injury standpoint, Washington was really banged up at inside linebacker and at safety. And those are the guys that are so we spent a lot more time in 12 personnel in that game than we have in any game, but it was because we wanted to keep those guys on the field.
Parkey had said last month, admitted that he'd never kicked as much in his entire career, obviously. Did that, you think, have any effect on the groin and perhaps the 2 misses on Saturday?
No, I don't. I mean, he was cleared and actually started kicking again this week, so I don't think that had any effect on him at all.
If I could follow up on Marcus Smith's question, I mean, obviously he'd been practicing inside linebacker for probably like 2 months now. Mm-hmm. I mean, was that part of the reason why you guys, you know, didn't put him in and outside just because he hadn't been playing?
No, it's just based on what we see during the week in practice. You know, we're going to put ourselves in a good situation for us to be productive when they're out there. So,
what do you see from Marcus during the week? I mean, we're not out here.
I see a guy who's inconsistent at times. I think he's got a good skill set and can run around and make plays, but he's not consistent enough to earn playing time over the guys that are playing. So, you know, for me to say to Brandon Graham, Brandon, I'm going to have you sit down, there's a guy that's done an unbelievable job when he's been presented with a situation. He's improved as a special teams player. He's improved as an outside linebacker. He's been a great asset to our football team this year, and Marcus needs to continue to show us those things. But, you know, you earn playing time here. You're not just awarded playing time here based on how you came into here, because that's not the way we operate. And if it's not fair to anybody else. Hey, I know you're playing real well. I know you're doing everything we're asking you to do in practice, but I'm going to give this other guy a chance, even though he's not doing anything better than you're doing. So it's always based on how well you train, to earn your playing time, and it's entirely up to you.
Why isn't Marcus Smith getting it?
I don't know. I just think we have better players at that position right now. So he's not playing better. It's not that he's not getting it. He's not playing better than Trent or Brandon or Connor Barwin, so that we're going to take those guys out of the game to put someone else in the game.
You mentioned the penalty, the 13 penalties. Mm-hmm. I think it's 123 this year, which needs the most in the league. How do you get past that? How do you get these guys to – I know it's a lot of different things, but
we had roughing the passer, which we hadn't had. You know, it's kind of a different – almost it's a different theme, it seems like, when in terms of each week. We had more holding penalties in this game than we've had against anybody that we've played so far. So it's an individual thing, but we have to clean it up. You're not going to be a good football team when you're turning the ball over and creating and having penalties like you are.
Chip,
You've had a lot of success in your career with some out-of-the-box thinking. I know you haven't gone in a full season evaluation mode yet, but is it your sense as of now that perhaps there's some things that you need to alter in future years about your own approach?
I'm lost on that. Out of the box.
With regard to the tempo of the offense?
No, I mean, I think our offense is one of the most productive in the National Football League. You can look at it statistically, so I don't look at what we're doing from an offensive standpoint as a reason we're doing what we're doing in terms of us not being successful in certain situations.
You guys are going to finish with a 9-7 record or 10-6, a winning record regardless. And a team that is not going to have a winning record, they're not going to make the play, or they're going to make the playoffs and have a home game. Mm-hmm. Do you think there should be some kind of reform with the way the playoff picture set up?
Should we move to the South so we can get in a different division? No, I mean, that's just the rules. I think when people complain about rules that are already in existence is we didn't do enough. We didn't win enough games against the right opponents to put ourselves in the playoffs. And that's we knew the rules of engagement before the season started, so... You know, to sit here after it's over with and say, hey, let's change the rules so this can happen. That's just the way it is, you know. And there's going to be a year where we may sit in a situation where we're not in great shape and we win our division and we get a chance to go. You know, people said it about Seattle a couple of years ago, and then Seattle won their wild card game. So, I mean, it's still about winning each week and doing what you're supposed to do. We already knew the rules before the season started, and that's the way it expressed itself. We didn't do enough to win to get ourselves into the playoffs, and that's on us. That's not on anybody else or what the structure of the setup is all about, so.
Jalen Watkins, is he kind of in the same boat with Marcus as far as consistency at practice, or is it
they
just
all that? Are. Anybody on this football team earns their playing time. So it's been the bottom line since I got here, and it will always be that way. It's not, hey, you came in, so let's just take a look at you. You know, I mean, I could sign you and say, hey, go out there. But then that's not fair to the rest of the players. You can't tell them to go out there and compete every day, even though they are competing and they're playing better than the guy next to them, but the guy next to them is going to play just for what? Just not the way we're going to operate.
So how is the team affected when you have guys on game days, when you have guys who are trusted can't get anything on special teams?
I think they understand it. You got to earn your playing time. I don't think anybody would – I think they'd be more effective if a guy that wasn't earning his playing time was getting playing time. So I know I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
Can you talk about personally for you, you measure improvement, one more win or a win in the playoffs, and obviously this team will finish either the same or but didn't get in. Is that – personally disappointing to see it?
Yeah, anytime you don't make the playoffs in the National Football League, it's disappointing. So not happy with the situation we're in right now, but you just can't sit here and feel sorry for yourself. And that's not what this group I'm around will do, and I know that. And I think we're going to go back out there, and we're going to train really hard, and we're going to get ready to play one last game against New York. So.
Is there anything you can compare this to, you know, through your years of coaching, an ending so sudden and disappointing as this? Is there any?
Every ending is sudden and disappointing unless you win a championship. So, you know, I lost a national championship on a field goal at the end of the game. That was sudden. That was really disappointing. I mean, anytime you don't get to the ultimate goal, that's the way you feel, whether you were close or far or whatever. I think it's always that way. And in this league, there's going to be one happy team when this whole season's over. I don't know who it's going to be. Last year it was Seattle, and it's the same exact thing. So it's no different than that gut-wrenching feeling that you had walking off the field when we played the New Orleans Saints and we lost the playoff game to them.
I think the thing that maybe some of us are getting at is that, you know, a few weeks ago you're sitting 9-3, everything's going well. You know, you're rolling on both sides of the ball. And it's just, you know, since then, haven't been able to win a game, and it's quite a contrast that you don't see a lot. So I guess we're all just trying to, you know, get some insight on your thoughts of why such a turnaround. So
my thoughts are it's gut wrenching. That's what I was just trying to explain.
No,
whether we lose in the playoff game or whether we lost in this fashion, they're both gut wrenching situations that we're extremely disappointed, we're frustrated, and we understand that. But we still have to play one more football game. We're not going to just say, hey, New York, let's not worry about it. They're not like that. I mean, they've won their last three straight, so they're going to be ready to play. We're going to be ready to play on Sunday.
What's your assessment of Lane Johnson's development? It seemed like on Saturday he actually kind of rebounded in the second half after some first half.
I think Lane has gotten better. I think Lane had a tough matchup on Saturday. You know, Kerrigan is a really good football player. And, you know, it's one of those deals where he got Lane, and then sometimes Lane's going to get him. And I think that's what goes on in this league. A lot of times it comes down to individual matchups and how you – continue to progress. But the one thing about Lane is Lane's going to fight you, Lane's going to battle, and you know, you do have a good point, is I do think he bounced back and played well after giving up a couple early ones. So
what kind of game and what kind of season has Jason Peters, you think, had?
I think JP's had a good year. You know, I think he's been the one steady guy for us all year long. He's the only guy that's been in the lineup for all 16 games, you know, and has really kind of just been that guy that you just we can kind of count on him, you know, and that's just a the type of player he is in terms of he's always going to be there for you. He's been played in every game last year, played in every game this year. He's the only offensive lineman to get through it all. But I think that says a little bit to him. You know, I think he's had a really good year.
How much weight do you put on the fact that the offensive line, I mean, the projected starting line won't be together at all, you know, this season? I mean, how much do you think that affects things going on?
I think I'm getting end of the year type questions of how do we look. I'm not looking back at anything right now. We're getting ready to play New York, and, you know, all five of those guys made it through the game, so we should be, I'm encouraged, unless something happens between now and the end of the week, that those same five guys that have played the last couple of games are going to have an opportunity to go up back and play again this week. So,
if you ultimately decide to go with Bradley Fletcher, would you feel confident leaving him alone on Odell Beckham?
We haven't talked about any of that, so I haven't, again.
Well,
so.
I was looking at the next game, so season end.
Was that like a wise-ass comment?
No.
Or? I just told you before, we haven't done anything game plan-wise, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about Beckham at all.
No, we've thought about him, but we haven't done any game planning to say what we're going to do with him, so.
The team is still pointed in the right direction despite the setback this year in terms of postseason.
I like our attitude. I like our mindset. I like what the players are like in that locker room in terms of what we got to get accomplished. Obviously, we don't like the situation we're in right now in terms of losing three games. But I think there's a core group of guys in there that really love playing football and will continue to battle and play. And sometimes the ball bounces your way. You always kind of forget about the close ones you win and don't think about how close they were. But when you lose those ones that we've lost, like the one on Saturday, you continue to go back and harp on all those things that didn't help you win that football game, and rightly so. But I like the attitude and in the direction those guys are headed in.
Hey, they're tomorrow morning or whatever point they report. What's your message to the players?
Same thing I just said to you. We got one more football game to play, and we're going to go play it. And it's about preparing and going to play New York, and we get one more shot at this, and you know, there's not a lot of people that get the opportunity to play football in the National Football League, and we better relish that opportunity that we have to go back out there on Sunday and compete.
Thank you.